97.7 The Rocket. Good afternoon. Joining me on the phone, a special guest, Stu Cook, one of the original founding members of none other than Creedence Clearwater Revival, now proudly touring Creedence Clearwater Revisited. Stu, thanks for joining us.
Good day, Ripley. Thank you.
Man, you guys have been at it forever. And I gotta tell you, I've been a fan since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. Your music's incredible.
It's been forever, hasn't it? I mean, we're on the Senior Rock Tour right now.
Is that what you call it now?
The Senior Rock Tour.
Sponsored by Hover Round, right? You got a concert in our area at Wolf Trap on Friday, June 24th. Tell us a little bit about what you're playing.
Well, we're going to be playing Creedence All Night. It's the hit after hit. We enjoy playing this music for our fans, young and old, and hopefully we'll get a crazy crowd out there to tear the roof off.
You have literally fans ranging from 60s, 70s, all the way down to their teens and 20s, don't you?
Even younger. I've seen some single digits there with their guardians.
Are they still doing the same stuff we did at concerts, you know, the Bic lighter and the T-shirts, or is it's all behaving?
Depending upon the age group, they do whatever their generation did.
So people my age group, just keep your shirts on, it'll be a good time, right?
Yeah, you won't get arrested.
First of all, here's something a lot of folks don't realize. You guys are from the California area, aren't you?
Northern California, all of us.
And how did you come about with this sound? You nailed the Southern rock sound. As a matter of fact, you were one of the predecessors of the whole Southern rock genre. How did you guys do that?
Well, we listened to a lot of music of the South when we were growing up. Our favorite music was rhythm and blues, and there was a pretty good radio station in the area, San Francisco Bay Area, and so that was our preference as opposed to more of the pop stuff. And then, you know, eventually the music of Fats Domino and cats like that crossed over into popular music so that, you know, it reached a broader audience. But we were into it, before any of our friends knew about it.
And for a long time, you guys, I mean, you had great success up into the early, mid-70s, and then the band fell apart, and you all did your own separate things. Tell us how Creedence Clearwater Revisited came about.
Well, you know, after some years, I decided to leave the Los Angeles area, and my partner, Doug Clifford, Creedence drummer, invited me to come up to Lake Tahoe, check it out. He'd been living there with his family for some years. And so, long story short, I ended up living up there. Then we had all this, we were getting together every day to jam. We had a lot of free time on our hands. And so eventually the idea of putting together a band started to, you know, take shape. And we followed it. We thought, well, you know, if we can find some guys that can play this stuff as well as it needs to be played, we'll go from there. And we were fortunate to find great players, great singer in John Tristeo. And onward we went, and that was 17 years ago.
Stu, I wish I could go. Unfortunately, I can't make it to the concert on Friday, but I'm sure folks can expect to hear classic Creedence songs from the 60s, 70s, and a lot of stuff from your 1997 album, Recollections. Should be a good show. Stu, thanks a lot. Keep on rocking and have a good time in the Washington, D.C. area.
Love it there, Ripley. Thanks very much for your time today, and I look forward to seeing all of our fans at Wolf Trap on Friday night.